USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats are looking for more documents from the Trump administration. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee and two of its subcommittees want Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan to turn over any information related to a pardon that was supposedly offered to him by the president. Recent reports quoted Mr. Trump a few weeks ago saying he'd pardon McAleenan if he went to jail for denying the entry of migrants into the country. There was a lockdown at Columbine High School and other Denver area schools. Authorities are looking for an 18-year-old white female. Jefferson County Sheriff's spokesman Mike Taplin.
Last night, Sol Pius traveled here to Colorado, and she made threats to commit an act of violence in this area. She is armed and considered to be extremely dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Two House committees are ramping up the pressure to get information about President Trump's finances. The New York Times reports the House Intelligence and the House Financial Services Committees have both issued subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and several other banks. They're seeking information about the president's financial dealings as well as those between the banks and Russia. Deutsche Bank has provided more than $2 billion in loans to the president over the years. The other banks also subpoenaed Citigroup, JPMorgan Chase, and Bank of America. 90 new cases of measles have been reported in the United States, and the spread of the outbreak nationwide is raising alarms in Rockland County, New York. County Executive Ed Day has announced they're banning unvaccinated children from any public gatherings. He explains why.
The largest outbreak in New York State in 30 years. Despite our best efforts, this outbreak is not going away.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump says negotiations with China are going well. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Taking part in a roundtable on tax reform and the economy in Minnesota, President Donald Trump said trade talks with China are progressing.
We're doing well in the negotiation. It's very comprehensive in the sense that it's a very complete negotiation. We're talking about theft of intellectual property. We're talking about so many other things, but we're also talking about the farmers and the ranchers and people that have not been treated fairly.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at the London School of Economics Monday the United States missed an opportunity to gain economic leverage over China when it opted to put tariffs on the European Union rather than join forces with it.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders has released a decade of tax returns. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The fact that he's now a millionaire did not go unnoticed when he appeared at a town hall session on Fox News Channel on Monday night.
It came from a book that I wrote. Pretty good book. You might want to read it. It's a bestseller, sold all over the world, and we made money. So if anyone thinks that I should apologize for writing a best-selling book, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
Asked by one of the moderators if he would pay the 52% in taxes this year that he suggested for top earners, he wouldn't commit, instead asking the moderator if she would pay more. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.